This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Something we talked about in the break, because we like talking sports in the break around here. I don't know what everybody else does, but we just go hardcore.
We go hardcore
sports in the breaks.
Deep in the weeds. Yes.
Really, really, really into the weeds. The worst organizations, or the organizations that have had the worst quarterback situations in their history. Now, the three off the top of my head are the Browns, the Jets.
Oh, that's nice.
And the Bears.
Thanks.
Well, I mean, it's not. I mean, I'm not. I mean, I didn't put the Bengals in there because when you played for them, it was incredible.
Yeah, but the Bengals have always seemed to have a quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
They have some down times, but they had Andy Dalton for a long time, Carson Palmer for a long time. Now they have Joe Burrow. They had me. They had Kenny Anderson. They had Jack Blake in there.
Right, I know. I was just about to say, for a team that has not won a Super Bowl, they've probably had the best run of quarterbacks out of any of those teams.
Yeah, right, because the Green Bay Packers have won a Super Bowl, and Green Bay Packers would probably be... Well, although, the Dallas Cowboys had Bledsoe, Romo...
Yeah, but no, they
Dak
won.
Prescott,
they won. I'm talking
Troy
about...
Aikman.
They've won in their history.
Yes.
I'm talking about for a team, the teams that have not won Super Bowls.
Well,
it would
be the Bears and the Browns would be the two worst. And then, I guess, the Jets. But, the Jets have drafted Sam Darnold. They drafted Mark Sanchez.
Okay.
They had Vinny Testaverde here. They did have Brett Favre. They did have Aaron Rodgers. Jesus. I mean, they've tried.
It's no, like they everybody tried. Tries, yeah. But,
But when you take a look at some of the, I don't want to mean any of the players whatsoever. You know, if you make it to the NFL, you make it to the NFL. That's something very few people in this world can say. But when you take a look at some of the decisions that they have made recently when it comes to quarterbacks,
you
have to wonder what the hell they're thinking in their building.
You're talking about the Browns.
Yes.
How long do you think the two of us could go back? We'll shut our computers off. We'll go tit for tat, Browns quarterbacks that have failed. How long do you think we can go? Do you want a challenge? I'll challenge.
Oh, boy.
You can say no, but I'm writing down some right now. I'm writing some down.
I mean, I know they had Charlie Fry in there.
So you want to do it or not? You want
Eric
to go?
Anderson.
You want some of this? Wait, hold on. Don't start naming them all.
Want some of this smoke?
You want some of this smoke? Because I'm writing them down.
All right, go ahead. Write them down.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
First one I'm going to go with is Jake DeLone.
Yes, he was there.
All right.
I'll go with a friend of mine, Todd Philcox.
Philcox?
Yes, Philcox.
All right, so.
Remember, he was the one that was replacing Bernie Kosar.
All right. Very good.
And Bill Belichick did that.
Tim Couch.
Charlie Fry.
Okay. Tyrod Taylor.
Derek Anderson.
Johnny Manziel.
God. The kid from Notre Dame.
Brady Quinn. All right. I'll take that. Even though he really shouldn't have failed, but this is what we're doing, Baker Mayfield.
He didn't fail, did he?
But we're doing all the guys who left. I mean.
Okay.
All these guys, Baker Mayfield.
I think Len Dawson played a game there.
That doesn't count.
I think he played for the Browns for a game.
You got to think about all these guys that, that came through. And, I mean, Len Dawson, that's a long time ago.
Okay,
you
got
to be able to
count.
Do better than that.
That doesn't count. Oh, God. Deshaun Watson.
Yep. I got one for you. That was a good one. Spurgeon Wynn.
How did you remember Spurgeon win?
Because he ended up on the Vikings. He was the worst quarterback I ever saw in my life. I said, where the hell did this guy come from? I saw the Browns, and I said, oh, it makes sense.
Oh, man. Was it Trent Dilfer there?
He was.
He was.
All right. Dorian Thompson Robinson.
Okay. Do you have the list in front of you, Al?
I'm looking at a jersey a guy wore to a Browns game with all their names on the back.
Oh, really? Okay.
And stitched in there. It's pretty good.
All right, I got another one in the tank here.
Oh, man. Well, I guess. Oh, man. I don't want to say Joe Flacco because he had a little success, right?
You could say Flacco.
But he had some success. That's why they brought him back. The reason they didn't bring him back and he went to Indianapolis is because they didn't want him to get in the way of Deshaun Watson.
Okay. All right. So if you don't want to take Flacco, don't take Flacco.
Nah, I can't. He wasn't there long enough, I guess.
All right. You're on the clock here. I got one. I got one right, in the hopper.
I said Charlie Fry. I said Derek Anderson.
I got one in the hopper.
You have one in the hopper. Eric Zier.
Wow. Al?
Zier? Let me take a look here. I'm not seeing a Zier, but that doesn't mean he didn't exist.
I think he played that. I think he did.
Hmm.
I know he played in Baltimore.
Yes or no? Can we confirm before we move on? Did I win? How do you spell his last name? Z-I-R-R-E or just... How do you spell it? You know?
Z-E-I-E-R, I think.
Yeah. Browns. Okay.
I
got one. No, I'm up.
Okay.
Brandon Whedon.
Colt McCoy.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Oh, I just got another one.
Oh, no, you're going to beat me. Did Simeon play there?
Trevor Simeon.
I do not see him on this guy's jersey.
Well, okay.
How about...
Wait, hold on. Trevor Simeon. Come on, give me the whole...
One of the McCown brothers played there.
Yes. Oh, Josh. Yeah, Josh. No, Simeon.
Wait, did Luke play there, too?
Yes, because there's an L McCown on this guy's jersey.
All right, so Luke and Josh both play there. How about Deshone Kizer?
Oh, yeah. All right, you know what? Good job. Pound, respect. You got it. You win.
I was just like, you know, it all just started coming. Just coming.
A couple others you might have forgotten. RG3 played there.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
Damn it.
You got Gradkowski played
Bruce
there.
Bruce Gradkowski, yep.
Yeah, you had Jeff Garcia was there. Mullins.
Nick Mullins.
Jacoby Brissett. Bailey Zappi.
Wow.
Bailey Zappi.
Sure, I don't know if anybody said Jameis, but Jameis was there, of course.
Stupid.
Let's see who else.
Was P.J. Walker there?
Yeah, I think so. He was definitely there with the Panthers for a while.
Then there was the guy who played recently, Thompson something.
Yeah, I got him. I said him. Dorian Thompson Robinson. Yeah.
Check P.J. Walker.
I don't see him on this shirt.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Nope. Yep, he's on the shirt. P.J. Walker, yep.
Wow. So that shirt, that jersey tells you all you need to know.
Oh, really, yeah.
About the way that they have mishandled the position.
Yeah.
Like they could have had guys. They had Bernie. You know, Bernie was there for a long time. He was there when I was playing, and he was really good.
Yeah. And then after that.
But Bill Belichick benched him for Todd Wilcox.
Yeah. Not a great decision, you're saying?
Well, Bill ended up getting fired.
How's Todd doing these days?
I haven't talked to him in a while.
You know, I did want to. I wanted to do that Boomer Checks In with his old buddies segment.
Yes,
Todd Wilcox would be a good one.
Yes, it would be.
Hey, Todd. He's in Norwalk, apparently. No, wait, not.
I had Todd in Cincinnati with me. I think for maybe at least a year. I think
he's 58.
Right.
He was born in Norwalk, Connecticut.
Okay.
I don't know where he is now. But he did go to Syracuse. And, yeah, 9 years in the NFL.
Yeah, great dude.
Finished up with the Patriots. And the Browns for 2 years after the Bengals.
When was he with the Patriots?
1998. So, yeah, and he was...
That was Bill Belichick, right?
No.
2001 was Tom Brady.
Yeah, so no, it was 2000, I think, was the first year of Belichick there.
All right, so that was Parcells.
Yeah, because 97, Parcells took that team to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
98, though, no, 98, he was with the Jets. Remember, it was 96 he took him to the Super Bowl.
Then it was Pete Carroll.
Yeah. Yeah, no, 98 he was with the Jets, Parcells, the AFC Championship game.
So the point being is that, you know, they have mismanaged this so many different ways over the years, especially in the last 5 years with this, as they say, mishigosh.
Yeah. I mean, the Jets aren't much better. I mean, the Browns are the worst, and they actually, weren't a franchise for a couple of years.
Who said that? You know what they did? The Browns have... Josh Johnson.
Everybody had Josh Johnson. That's not fair.
That's what I want.
Josh Johnson's on like 15 teams.
Was Josh Johnson on the Jets?
I think so.
Was he there for a year?
I think so. I'm telling you. Josh Johnson has been on so many. No, not the comedian Josh Johnson, football. He's been on so many freaking teams.
Yes.
2021 on the Jets.
He was. There you go.
And the Ravens, and that's it. He has multiple teams every year.
Every year, yeah.
Was he in the USFL or the XFL? Also?
Yes.
I thought he was
XFL passer rating leader in 2020. Two-time PFL champion. I mean, think about this.
God loves football. Yeah, you got to give him that.
This is his resume starting in 2008. Bucks, Niners, Sacramento Mountain Lions. Who the hell are they?
That's really deep for cocked football. I don't
know.
Semi-pro, maybe.
Then he goes Browns, Bengals, Niners, Bengals, Jets, Colts, Bills, Ravens, Giants, Texans, Raiders, Commanders, the San Diego Fleet. Eddie?
Maybe that was, I think that was in the AF, AAF, I think.
The AF. The Lions, the Los Angeles Wildcats, then the Niners, the Jets, the Ravens, the Broncos, the Niners, the Ravens, the Commanders. And he's still on the Commanders roster. I mean, wow. I wonder what his career earnings are after all those teams.
I'm looking for it actually right now. I'm trying to think. Here it is, right here. They got him on the Commanders. So his career earnings are
$12 million.
Yeah. 14 years, 12 million, 12 teams.
Hey, it's not bad.
Hey, if you can make it.
For a day's work.
Yeah.
For a decade's work.
Me, Al, and Jerry combined 30 years of radio each.
You know what? He has to have one of the longest transactions lists of any player in any sport.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah. Without a doubt.
I'm trying to think, who would be similar to him in baseball or, hockey guys move around a lot. Who would be a baseball guy that has been on a million teams?
A lefty reliever.
Yeah, guy like that, yeah. Like an Adam Ottavino type.
I mean,
even though he's a righty.
The Jets alone have three transactions with him. 49ers have three transactions with him.
I bet you it's even more than that. With
the Texans have three transactions with him. The Giants have three transactions with him. The Colts have four.
See, there's more Jets, though.
And there's two more Jets. So that's
five. And
then
more Niners.
Man, look at the Niners. Four more transactions.
Edwin Jackson, baseball. He's been on 14 different teams.
There you go.
Wow. Yep. Bouncing around, but still loving it. Giving him a shot. We'll give him a shot.